Do you two ever grumble? Grumble, grumble. Have you grumbled? Are you grumblers? To grumble? Grumbling. The whole Israelite community grumbled against Moses and Aaron, we heard in our first reading. Grumble. The whole cathedral community grumbled against Father Ted. The whole diocesan community grumbled against Bishop John. Grumble, grumble. What causes us to grumble? Sometimes our students in Catholic grade school grumble against their teachers. Yes, teachers, does that ever happen? What is it about this grumbling stuff? Well, the dictionary defines to grumble as to complain or protest about something in a bad-tempered way, but a typically muted way, not kind of out in the open, kind of whispering, kind of under our breath, grumbling. Why? Why do we grumble? What drives us to complain like this? Why are we whiners? Why are we in a bad mood? I remember when I was a teacher, I used to be a science teacher in my old life, sometimes it would get to me. And on the chalkboard, you can tell how old I am, still had chalkboards back then, I would put a circle and a big W with a slash across it. And I wouldn't say anything. And it wouldn't take a couple of seconds before somebody figured it out. No whining in this classroom. At times we grumble or complain or protest or whine because we lack something. Something is missing in our lives. The Israelites, they desired better food. They had better food back in Egypt. What was Moses and Aaron taking them across the desert for? They were lacking something. They needed better food. Sometimes the cathedral parishioners, the parishioners of the Dodge City Diocese lack. What do you lack? And you grumble. Sometimes students or children want more attention from their parents or their teachers. They're missing something. They're lacking something. But there's something deeper. There's something more fundamental. What are we lacking? What are we missing in our lives that's so a little bit or a lot deeper than this? St. Paul, in a letter to the Ephesians, teaches us that we should put away the old self. Put away our old self. Our former way of life. What we used to be like. This old way of life leads to futility, he writes. A uselessness that may lead us to this grumbling. Our old way of life, we are corrupted through deceitful desires, he explains. When we are corrupted like this, when we fall to these temptations, we turn inward. We turn inward. We're selfish. We're egotistical. We complain. Nothing seems to satisfy us. Nothing seems to fulfill us. Nothing seems to make us whole. All that is left is to complain and gripe and grumble. As you guess, there's a solution to this. Isn't there always an answer? In John chapter 6, we have several weeks of John chapter 6. Please take that Bible off the shelf and open up to John chapter 6, an extraordinary chapter of the Bible. Jesus himself quotes this Exodus passage. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Bread from heaven to eat. We know that that's how the Israelites were fed. They were starving, and the Lord gave them bread from heaven. They collected that manna, and they ate it, and they survived. The Lord answered those grumbling Israelites with physical food for their stomachs. But our loving Lord was preparing his people for a more profound food, a food that doesn't just give us spiritual health, physical health, but gives us spiritual health, one that gives us eternal life. This is what we're seeking. This is what will fulfill us. This is the answer to our grumbling and whining. That's right. We're talking about the Holy Eucharist. Holy Communion is Jesus, is our Savior. This is the bread of life that we hear in the gospel. This is the food from heaven that gives us eternal life that Jesus speaks of in John chapter 6. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. This is Jesus' own words. This is his promise to us. And this life given to us happens at every Mass right here at the sacred altar. And that gives us the strength. This Eucharist gives us the strength to put away our old self, to put away our selfishness, to put away our ego, and to reach deep inside into a loving and compassionate and giving person that God made us to be. With this Eucharist, we can turn away from our old self and put on a new creation, as these children will be made a new creation in a few minutes at their baptism. We can renew that every Mass at every communion and become that new creation that God made us to be. We can serve compassionately and lovingly, trusting in God each step of the way that he's going to help us. We're too weak on our own. We fall. We fail. We fall into that habit of grumbling and complaining and whining. No, let's turn to Jesus in the Eucharist. The Eucharist gives us great hope, the key to counteracting our old life. This bread of life, this nourishment from heaven, Jesus himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Thank you, Jesus, for your Eucharist, your Holy Communion, the bread of life, you. We desire this Eucharist always. We live with great hope with this bread from heaven. Thank you, dear Jesus. You love us so much. You gave us yourself. You love us more than you can ask or imagine.